Do you notice how Jesus doesn't answer the question directly? Will there be few who will be saved? And he doesn't say how many. He doesn't give us any great answer other than try to enter through the narrow gates. It's kind of the question I think most of us have. Am I going to make it? What do I need to do to make it? And when we hear try to enter through the narrow gate, I think the first answer that you've been taught and the first answer that tends to surround us is, oh, maybe I need to pray more. Maybe I need to spend more time going to Mass. Maybe I should spend more time reading the Bible. As if somehow if you can personally improve yourself, that's the narrow gate. Yet Jesus gives us a whole different picture of the narrow gate. In Jesus' narrow gate, he tells us where we will meet him, where we will come in a reflection of him that's real and lasting. It's in Matthew 25. When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was sick and in prison, you came and visited me. As often as you did it for the least ones, you did it for me. Jesus never tells us, go to Mass more. He never tells us really the whole sense of keep holy the commandments. He says the commandments are summed up in two ways. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. In these two commandments, the whole law and the prophets are fulfilled. It's an action of love towards the other. We tend to get caught into, what do I got to do for me? You know, and I get to church and I put my counters on. I love it when, you know, it's a Saturday afternoon. I got a wedding. We're doing the Mass at the wedding and people, does this count for Sunday? And I'll say, no, you got to, you know, we didn't take up a collection, so you got to come back and pay. But I've been to Mass already. Can I save that up? As if somehow that's going to make it better for me. And I often reflect on in this gospel, we ate and drank with you. You were teaching our streets, and yet we're still not getting in. We can come to Mass as often as we want, but if we're not making that action towards the other, if we're not trying to find Jesus in the least ones, we're missing the boat. We might know what he looks like, we might hear his word, but if we're not moved by his word towards the least ones, towards that raggedy person holding the sign up at the exit who makes you uncomfortable and they're asking for, and you know they're cheating you anyway and they're getting this money tax free, and why should you give them anything anyway? But you know what? Take a look at that person. That's the least one. It's not certainly somebody you're going to say, get in the car, let me take you to McDonald's, let's have a conversation. You're going to say, maybe I'll give him a dollar if he just leaves me alone. The least one can sometimes be the person who's ringing up your groceries in the grocery store, who you really don't want to spend the time of day with and you wish you'd be working a little bit faster and better, but she's not for whatever reason. She can't remember the number for those peas that you just bought, and she's holding up everything, and you treat her with kindness and love as opposed to, oh, you know, why can't you get your job together? It's the least one. We have a multitude of opportunities to meet the least one and for them to meet us. And our task as we gather here and fill ourselves with the body and blood of Jesus Christ is to so realize the love that God has for us that we carry it into the world. That those least ones get surprised by our kindness. That the least ones get surprised by the love of God that's coming from what we carry. That's the narrow gate. It's the only place that Jesus tells us how we're going to get in. In this case, as we're asking who's in and who's out, it's going to be just a few who get saved. And as Jesus makes that answer, and he says, the least and the greatest, they're going to come from the east and the west, the north and the south. He's not saying they've got to be practicing Catholics who go to Mass every Sunday and are a state of grace. He says it's going to happen to all people because we all have the opportunity to fulfill Matthew 25, whether we've heard the gospel or not. But how do we treat the least ones? For it's in the least ones that we're going to meet Jesus personally and that he's going to know who we are. And then when we knock on the door, he's going to say, you fed me, come on in. You gave me something to drink, come on in. You clothed me when I was naked, come on in. The least ones are our doorway. They are the narrow gates.